I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hope is fading fast for those trapped in the debris of the Kashmir earthquake that struck 4 days ago. However, Christians remain optimistic. Dave Stravers of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan is one of them, even though he's wondering about their ministry partners.
The city of Baramulla is the main Indian city, the closest to the epicenter. It's an extremely difficult area to work. We expect to get word from them later in the week regarding how they have been hit, if at all, and what the needs may be, which we expect to be substantial.
Stravers is praying God uses this disaster to open up a very difficult area of the world for ministry. Next, Hope Givers International is teaming up with Voice of the Martyrs to help in the earthquake region. A Hope Givers emergency grant is being sent to buy antibiotics, blankets, medicine, and tents for distribution and use by indigenous Pakistani believers in relief work. Hope Givers schools, orphanages, and staff are safe and are ready to take in orphans if needed. Hope Givers President Samuel Thomas says Pakistan has always been in his heart. Now more than ever, he feels called to minister there. And Senegal is the beachhead for Farms International. Farms' Nathan McLaughlin says their microcredit program is up and running. The team's excited because the churches are making good inroads and witnessing to a large Sunni Muslim population there. Christians make up less than 5% of the population, but the church has lots of strength.
Senegal is a fairly stable place in Africa, and I think it's important that we as Christians pray for the Christians in these areas, because I think these areas will be the places that Christians will reach out as missionaries going out into Africa.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr and will remind you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.